Good morning, Solomon's Porch. I'm Brenda. I'm the house church leader for Hollywood House Church. It's nice to meeting you online this morning and spend some time with you on his words. So let me open us in prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, today I ask you, Lord, to give me your peace in this city facing chaos and a world in conflict. I recognize that true peace can only come from you. Let me receive your peace that I may be able to share with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next we'll be watching a video that takes us through Mark chapter 6, verse 1 to 13.
He went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief." And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
I'll be reading the devotion from the app. Jesus is almighty because he himself is God, but that does not mean that he will do everything. In certain circumstances, Jesus deliberately refuses to exercise his power, as if all depends on whether the people receive him or not. When he sent forth his disciples to proclaim the gospel, he also reminded them that watch out if the people received them. Those who are willing to receive Jesus will experience his salvation and help. Now let's read Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Okay, so when I was preparing for the message, verse 3 to 5 really spoke to me. As many of you may know, and thanks for your prayers, I lost my job during COVID, and I have been looking for a new one for the past 9 months. It is tough. Looking back at my career path, landing a job was never an issue for me. Until last year, when my role was eliminated shortly after I joined a new company. This was particularly hard on my faith. I asked God countless times why he would put me through this. And I think these verses provided me some answers. We don't need to be convinced to rejoice in times of peace and prosperity. When things are going well, we praise God. It is so natural. But establishing that Christians can and should boast in their tribulations takes proof that God is in control. Paul sets out to do just this in these verses. It says we should rejoice in suffering because it produces endurance. God's resources are more than sufficient to sustain us, even as we face adversity and difficulty. As a result, endurance over time produces character. Who we truly are becomes most evident in our response to adversity over the long term. Proven character, in turn, produces hope. Seeing that we can endure and that our character has been strengthened in the process of facing life's trials, we become more and more certain of the future. As we see God's provisions for the present sustaining us, even in the most difficult situations, we become confident that God will surely sustain us to the end. Suffering not only develops our character, it also reminds us of God's character, bringing assurance that our hope will neither disappoint nor will it fail. And the reason it does not and cannot fail is that it rests on the character of God himself. Our hope is specifically backed by the love of God. Even though I still couldn't put myself to say, I'm glad that God put me through this suffering, there's no doubt in me that God loves me and has a loving purpose for me to accomplish every trial in my life. As a wine lover, I'm happy to quote Bob Sorge's message for the SP conference that stressed vine produces best wine. And as we invite the worship leader to start playing the song, let's reflect on the message. Are you in a difficult situation now, just like me? Would you rather produce mediocre wine in warm and comfortable weather or the best wine in the challenging climate?
A pleasing sacrifice. path. Lord, I offer you my life. Things in the past, things yet unseen, wishes and dreams that are yet to come true. All of my hopes and all of my plans, my heart and my hand are lifted to you. Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. For your glory, Lord, I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. Lord, I offer you my Lord, I offer my life to you, everything I've been through. Use it for your glory, Lord. I offer my days to you, lifting my praise to you as a pleasing sacrifice. For you, my life, Lord, I offer you my
life. So now let's transition to our community prayers. So let's pray for people who are suffering from cancer and people who are going through chemotherapies. Let's pray for them. Let's lift them up. let's go to the next slide. Let's pray for people who are suffering through illness, people who need salvation. Let's lift them up. Let's pray for people who are going through infirmities. Let's pray for them. And let's pray for people who are looking for jobs. Pray for open doors. Let's move into our daily prayers. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Pray that, thank Lord that the cases has been going down, that the social distancing has been opening up a little bit. But just pray for the cases will be stabilized, and pray for the turmoil, pray for the society, pray for people who are going through, suffering through COVID. Pray for them. Let's pray for our church staff. Pray for God's anointing on them. Let's pray for the hospitality team. Pray that we can pray creative ways to welcome people, to reach out to people during this special time. Let's pray for the worship team, sound and AV team. Let's pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight. JC, First Street, Fontana, Hopewell, House to House, Kowloon, UPR, and Princeton. Let's lift them up. Okay, let me close us in prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this privilege to study your words this morning. We pray that you continue strengthening our faith, even during tribulations. Please bless our day ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.